2 minutes ago, Robert. Thanks very much for that. Oh dear. Yep. Good morning, everyone. So, number of us missing this morning, but we will be praying for them later. We do want to lift Bruce Porter, especially this morning, as he leads the commemorations at the British Legion. So it's a really special thing to be doing. And we presume that Eunice and Deborah and Graham are probably with him too. So and we say good morning to Rita, who's not able to be with us this morning, but we'll we'll pray later. So this morning, thankfully, Bruce has prepared a message. If anyone's wondering why I'm doing that, there's a picture of him there. So he will be speaking today on believers' baptism, united with Jesus. So I'm going to begin. So I just wanted to read some scriptures, but not the one that Jean will be sharing later. Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." And then looking at Acts 2:38, which of course is where Peter does his great sermon after they've received the Holy Spirit. And he replied to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." And from Paul's letter to the Romans in chapter 6, verse 4, "We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life." Amen. So, wonderful news. So we're going to begin with that amazing hymn, "To God Be the Glory, Great Things He Hath Done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life an atonement for sin and opened the life gate that all may go in." So this song reminds us of all that Jesus has done for us on the cross and the forgiveness of sins. So to God be the glory.
God be the glory, great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life an atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. The earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Time of prayer now. Very aware of so much going on in the world and in our own lives. And I'm going to leave a time of quiet at some point so that if you would like to speak out what's on your heart, then please do. Or if you just want to pray quietly inside. And that way, we're making sure everything or one is covered in our prayers. Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord, that we gather here together in your name. Thank you that we are one family. You are our Father. We are so blessed to know you, Lord. And Lord, there is so much to bring to you. But we firstly want to acknowledge all that you've done for us on the cross. Thank you that you've cleansed us. Thank you that you've forgiven our sins. Thank you that you rose to new life, giving us new life through the power of your Holy Spirit. And we thank you for that baptism as we died in you and came alive again. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, we are aware that there are so many that don't know you. And as believers, it's hard to understand why they don't see it. But Lord, you have called us as your children to go out into the world and share this wonderful news that we have received and accepted and have been transformed by. So Lord, help us, whatever our situation, to be able to speak of you and share this great news. Thank you, Jesus. And Lord, this morning, again, we do think of Bruce and Eunice and Deborah and Graham at the special service to commemorate 80 years since D-Day. And Lord, I know we shouldn't be surprised because we know what your word says. But wars continue. And so many people are affected by all that's going on in the world. And we think of those in Ukraine. And we also think of the families of Russian soldiers who have been lost. And we think of Israel and Gaza. And Lord, as I said, we're not surprised. We know these things will happen. But we pray comfort for all those who are directly affected. And we think of those who were actually there on D-Day. And their families. And we give thanks to all those who have lost their lives in war. So we thank you, Jesus. And Lord, we lift our governments to you to make wise decisions, and especially now in this country as we're coming up to elections. Lord, let us prayerfully consider how we vote on behalf of this country. And we thank you, Jesus, for so many Christians in government. And we think of our own Kevin Foster. And we thank you for his heart for you, Jesus. We thank you for all that he does in your name and for this community. And for David Thomas and for Steve Darling and others. Lord, we are grateful that you have called them to serve you in this way. Thank you, Jesus. So let's have a time of silence, and do please feel free to speak out as we think of those within this fellowship, within our families and communities that we want to lift before the Lord in his name. So we lift to you, Bruce, as he awaits seeing the consultant. Be with him, Lord. And we pray healing in your name, Jesus, for all that's going on in his body. We pray for Eunice as she is by his side, supporting him. We pray for Deborah and Graham. We pray for Rita at home now, probably longing to be here. Jesus, we thank you for this successful operation. We thank you for your hands being the surgeon's hands. And we do pray for a speedy recovery, that she may be up and running very soon and back with us here. And we pray for Stuart at home, and we know, looking to you, Jesus, in whatever news he receives. We thank you that your hand is upon him. We thank you that he knows your presence with him as he sits. And Lord, we lift Richard to you after this accident this week, Lord. We pray that you will bring healing to the clavicle, to the ribs, to the pelvis, to the grazes. Lord, you are our creator. You are our healer. And we ask healing in your name, Jesus. And we particularly pray for sight in his eye, Jesus, that he may see more clearly. Lord, thank you that you can do this. And Lord, we pray for Brian's son, David. And we know that he's also recently received news about further cancer. So, Jesus, bring healing in your name to David. We thank you that he was able to go ahead with the wedding last weekend. We thank you for this precious time with his new wife. And we do pray complete healing for him, Lord. We pray for Sarah Jane, not with us today. We pray for Margaret and John. Pray that they will know your presence with them as they are unable to leave the house. We pray for Robert and myself, too, for continuing strength. So, Lord, we thank you this precious time together and lift each one to you in your name, Jesus. Amen. And not forgetting Bruce Barker, hiding behind the railings. Lord, we thank you for him, for all that he does, and for strength for himself, his family, and taking care of his parents. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So, we're going to sing a song. You may or may not know this one, but it just seemed very fitting as we're looking at baptism. And it's called River, Wash Over Me. Cleanse me and make me new. Bathe me, refresh me, and fill me anew. River, wash over me.
The Lord.
Bring us the reading.
And the Bible reading this morning, as you can see, is from Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 to 17. John the Baptist prepares the way. In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the desert of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near." This is he who was spoken of through the prophet Isaiah. A voice of one calling in the desert, "Prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him." John's clothes were made of camel's hair, and he had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. People went out to him from Jerusalem and all Judea and the whole region of the Jordan. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the Jordan River. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to where he was baptizing, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not think you can say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' I tell you that out of these stones God can raise up children for Abraham. The axe is already at the root of the trees, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but after me will come one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not fit to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor, gathering his wheat into the barn and burning up the chaff with unquenchable fire." The baptism of Jesus. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" Jesus replied, "Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness." Then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased."
Amen.
Thank you, Jean. And I lift you and Sarah and pray for strength for both of you in all that you do. Amen. And read from Ephesians 4:4. There is one body, and one spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him. By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. And of course the last part was John 7:38-39. Amen. So we're going to sing, "The church's one foundation is Jesus Christ our Lord. She is his new creation by water and the word."
Jesus Christ our Lord.
sorry that I cannot be with you today, but I'm very happy to be able to give you some teaching on believers' baptism. Number one, baptism in the New Testament. A, Jesus taught baptism. The risen Lord gave clear instructions to his church in the Great Commission. So when we are baptized as a believer, then we are obeying Jesus' command. Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20, Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey everything I have commanded you." So Jesus taught baptism. B, Jesus was baptized. Although John the Baptist tried to prevent Jesus from being baptized, because of course he was part of the Godhead and did not need forgiveness, Jesus said, "Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness." And I believe that Jesus was setting for us an example which we are required to follow. See, the apostles taught baptism. Peter spelt it out at Pentecost on the day the church was born. All who come to faith should be baptized. Acts 2 verse 38. "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." D. The first believers were baptized. 3,000 new Christians were baptized after Peter's preaching at Pentecost. And Paul was baptized after his dramatic conversion. E. The believer's baptism and infant baptism. Believer's baptism is a voluntary act. Infant baptism is decided by others. Believer's baptism follows faith. Infant baptism precedes a faith. Believer's baptism is by immersion. Infant baptism is by sprinkling. Believer's baptism celebrates new birth, and the born-again believer makes personal promises. Infant baptism, their promises are made on behalf of the child. So, number two, what does believer's baptism mean? What does it mean for us? Well, A, it's a sign of union with Jesus, and it points to the resurrection of Jesus. When one goes under the water, it symbolizes dying with Jesus. When you come back, it symbolizes union with Jesus in his resurrection life. B, it is a sign of being made clean from sin. Jesus' baptism is a symbolic bath. The water cannot make us clean spiritually. It is only Jesus that can make us clean from every sin. But physical immersion points to being washed clean by the saving power of the cross. C, it is a sign of God's Spirit in us. From the moment we are born again, the Holy Spirit lives in us and wants to fill our lives. The immersion in water is a sign of the risen Jesus, that he desires to immerse us in his Spirit. D, it is a sign of entering the church. It is a sign of belonging to the church, which is God's all-inclusive family. Indeed, it is the sign of confession of faith. Once we have become a believer, baptism is a public celebration of faith, declaring it to all who are present. Then number three, baptism is made quite clear by its title. It is for believers only. So the unbelievers need to come to faith before they can honestly ask for this baptism. Some people may feel they're not good enough to be baptized. In reality, no one is. Baptism doesn't celebrate what we've done for God. It celebrates all that God has done for us through the cross of Jesus. So, my friends, the invitation is there for all believers who would like to follow the example of Jesus. It is a personal witness made in public of our faith. And if anyone hearing this message would like more information, I would be very happy to share it with you. Praise God, for He is good.
Thank you, Bruce. So you might look at the next song and not be familiar with it, but you'll be pleased to know it's to the tune of Morning Has Broken. And it was actually written by a friend of an old friend of mine. But the words do fit, so, and they certainly fit with Bruce's message this morning. Summed up the scriptures. So while we're thinking about water, and I read before a little prematurely, the verses from John 7, 38 and 39, where Jesus speaks of streams of living water will flow from within him. And by this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. And we always hear water linked with the Holy Spirit. So it seemed fitting to choose a song about a river. And it's called, Down the Mountain the River Flows, and it brings refreshing wherever it goes, through the valleys and over the fields. The river is rushing and the river is here. And that river, the Holy Spirit, goes right through us and brings us that same refreshing.
Down the mountain the river flows, it brings refreshing wherever it goes, through the valleys and over the fields. The river is rushing and the river is here. The river of God sets our feet and dancing. The river of God fills our hearts with cheer. The river of God fills our mouths with laughter, and we rejoice, for the river is here. The river of God is teeming with life, and all who touch it can be revived. And those who linger on this river shore will come back thirsting for more of the Lord. The river of God sets our feet and dancing. The river of God fills our hearts with cheer. The river of God fills our mouths with laughter, and we rejoice, for the river is here.
Have in Jesus, and for our baptisms that we were just talking last night, because Rachel and Stephen's house is called Peace Haven, and that's where we were baptized in the sea in Sussex. So we were only having that conversation just last night. So it's a precious thing to happen. So shall we join for the grace? Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm glad you said that. I did it to you with your shoulder. Yeah.